Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Before I get started, I'm going to go over some business real quick. The business is this. Go to Facebook. You can like the page. You can comment on the page. You can share the page. We would like that a lot if you did all three of those. Then you head over to Twitter, where our Twitter handle is @comesnaturalpod. You can follow us on there. We can follow you back. We can tweet at you. You can tweet at us, all that fun stuff. And then head over to iTunes, where you can subscribe to the show so it gets downloaded every Wednesday and Friday when it comes out. Makes it very easy to do. And then head over to blogtalkradio.com/comesnaturally. You can find all the stuff I just mentioned, plus other ways to download and get the show if you don't want to use iTunes, or if you don't use iTunes, because not everyone is, you know, has to be there for iTunes and all that fun stuff. But if you wanted to do that, you definitely could. And then that's it for the business. Welcome to The Awesome with Cody. I am Cody. Continuing with this month's theme, which is lesser-known comic books that need franchises and or movies for TV and film stuff. So I've gone over a couple already. I'm going to continue the trend and talk about a creator combination books by one creator. Today's creator is Mark Miller. Mark Miller is in the comic book world well known, but in the outside world not so much. Except for you might know some of his movies. You have Wanted, not a great adaptation by the way of the comic book, but a pretty fun movie. You have Kick-Ass 1 and 2, which are the movie's based on his comic book Kick-Ass, and Hit Girl is a spinoff one he made. He made three different Kick-Ass books and a Hit Girl book. He's also the creator of Kingsman, The Secret Service. They just released the second movie of that one, so that one's really cool. And then his probably the biggest one that most people will really recognize would be Civil War. He is the gentleman who wrote the comic book that the really popular movie was based on, Marvel's Civil War, where Iron Man and Captain America form teams to fight against each other because of certain things. So that's a real brief overview of what he's done. He's done so much more. But part of his awesomeness is he has this label called Miller World. Miller World is all of his creator-owned books. So that is Kingsman, Kick-Ass, obviously Hit Girl 2, Wanted is in there, the two books I'm going to talk about today are in there as well, amongst many others. I mean, his run is kind of stupid amount he pumps out. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, you have Kick-Ass, you have Nemesis, which I'm going to talk about today, Superior, which I'm going to talk about today, Super Crooks, The Secret Service, which is more well-known as Kingsman, The Secret Service, even the book was actually called Secret Service. You have Empress, you have, spacing on so much of it right now, you have Chrononauts, which is time travel one. You have a book called The Chosen, or American Jesus, whichever one you pick it up by. Then he has Jupiter's Legacy, he has Jupiter's Circle, he has Reborn, which is a newer one with Greg Capullo. Newer one, it started last year and it's still going. He has Starlight, he has MPH, he has Huck. He has so many. War Heroes is one that's technically not even finished, but that's a whole different ballgame. Anyways, all those are part of the Miller verse, or the Miller world. And if you guys don't know, the reason this one's kind of apropos and is on this list, these two things I'm going to talk about, is Miller World, the company, and all its IP was just bought up by Netflix to make a crazy deal. So he's still going to publish comic books, but he's going to publish it under the publishing umbrella of Netflix. So Netflix is going to release comic books, which is crazy. But they're also going to make TV shows and movies based on his intellectual property. So the books I just named off, all this stuff that what they call creator-owned books, which are all the ones that are in that fall in the Miller universe, which is again all those ones that is listed down there. But the two I want to focus on today, which have big push behind them, because they're both been highly talked about making into films and/or TV shows. I think both of these have been talked about making into movies. Neither of these have their long overdue sequels, books that he has promised, especially my favorite of the two, which I'll start with, which is Nemesis. I was promised Nemesis 2 like years ago, and I still haven't got it, so that's fun. But that's fine, whatever. So you can pick both these books up in trade paperbacks, like much of the books that I've talked about this month. You can get it in a single volume, which is basically it's four individual issues that you can get in a trade paperback or a hardcover. Hardcover is going to be a little harder to get, because usually those are limited pressings, but you can probably still get them, out there, but you can definitely get the Nemesis trade paperback too. So the big theme of this book is it's one of my favorite premises, and it's not like the premise of the main premise of the book is definitely new-ish. It has elements of things that you've seen or heard of in the past. So it's not like it's really hard to make like completely new stuff without being completely bonkers and obviously not probably pop culture-ish. By mass media or mass amount of people that we're going to get it, because if it's too odd, it's just not going to be picked up by enough people. But this book, the thing with this book is it's extremely violent. Much of Mark Miller's stuff is extremely violent because his books are very based in real life. Now, the real world, and I say that, I mean, there's obviously superheroes in a lot of his books and outlandish stuff, but a lot of it is very grounded. People get injured, they get killed, they do crazy things, but it's not like, you know, a guy who's, you know, going to detonate the sun or something. I mean, he could do that if he wanted to, but a lot of his books are very grounded and real. The characters are very real. They can die. He's not one to stray away from people dying. So far, he's not like George R. R. Martin, where he's going to kill main characters and stuff, but it definitely can happen. But in Nemesis, this is the story. This guy named Nemesis is put it upon himself to find the best and most intelligent crime fighter in each country he goes to, and he puts him to a test. He does something that pushes them past their limits, so they have to figure out where he's going to be and stop him from doing his dastardly thing. The book opens, and again, this month's stuff's going to have lots of spoilers because I'm going to describe what makes it awesome to me, and then that way you can, when you read, I'm going to skip some real big details, so it's still going to be enjoyable for you to read or check out at one point. But the book starts off with him, with Nemesis, basically killing a police chief with a bullet train, and then driving the bullet train off of an exploded bridge into a children's hospital. Bad guy. So it is awesome because the shot of the police chief or commissioner, I can't remember what it's called, and I think it's a chief, is full on, and you see the lights from the bullet train light him up, and then it hits him and he splatters over the front of it. And of course it's trying to stop because it's a bullet train. They don't stop very quickly at all, but it just goes off this bridge that he had detonated, and it flies into the building across the way, which happens to be a hospital. I said children's hospital. I don't think it's technically a children's hospital. I think it was just a hospital. But yeah, so that's how the book starts, and it's awesome because of that. The art is amazing. It's Steve McNiven, which for most people is not going to actually, you're not going to know who that is unless you're really, really into comic books. He's a really well-known artist who's done everything from Fantastic Four to he's done Amazing Spider-Man. He's done Avengers stuff. He's done Captain America stuff, Guardians of the Galaxy stuff. I mean, he's done a lot of different stuff. He's been everywhere. It's not like he's just done a couple things. But he's really well known for his covers. He does a lot of cover work for big books, and he does, like I said, a couple in a bunch of interior stuff too. But his art is it's not a quick process. He's very, very detailed in his work. His covers are fucking unbelievable. If you've never seen them, you can look them up. If you just type in Nemesis number one or whatever, you can see it. I think the I'll look it up right now so I can give you the exact number, which is one of my favorite ones, if I remember what it is. But his covers are phenomenal. They are tremendous detail and very real. It fits, the art style fits with the way the book is, because in Nemesis there's not a whole lot of superhero stuff in it. There's a vigilante or a villain who's goes by Nemesis, or referred to as Nemesis, but that whole thing is more of the fact that he's just a bad guy, like a truly bad guy. I want to say it's this one. Yeah, it is this. It's number three. I was right. I didn't want to say it because I thought I was going to be wrong, but I was right. So Nemesis number three, or issue three, if you want to type in issue three. If you just search for it on the internet, you should find it fairly easy. It's three of four, and the cover of it looks, basically it's Nemesis in these giant arm cuffs chained down. And he's covered in blood, and his suit's kind of tore up. It's just the cool, it's just so... a really imposing cover, and that's kind of cool the way they do it, because they set back the Miller and McNiven's Nemesis title behind his head, and then you see him standing there, and then behind or right below him it says "That all you got?" ? And it's just a really dope ass cover. Issue number one is a pretty cool cover too, but I prefer number one or number three's cover. For if you're gonna ask me about which ones are the best one of those covers to kind of give you a super awesome look at when Niven's art, is that one right there. But the cool thing about it is, and I guess I won't spoil the big reveal, but basically he kidnaps the president out of Air Force One, which is again just an amazing scene. It's outlandish. What happens is just, I mean, it's dumb because of how outlandish it is, but it's not dumb in a bad way. It's dumb, like, damn it, it's so cool. Like, no one can do this now because Mark Miller did it first, and if you do it now, it's going to be like you're copying him. But when they do make this into a movie, it can be very easy to adapt into a movie because the books don't span a lot. There's not a lot of real dark or real deep detail. It's just how things go. Like, it's basically back and forth. So you could easily make a 2.5-hour movie, or two and a half hour movie out of this without having to cut a bunch of stuff out, because there's not a lot of filler in this book. Oh, excuse me. Like a lot of Mark's books, there's really no filler. It's basically just 4, 5, 6 issues, sometimes 8. But they're really just solid story. There's not a lot of like fluff thrown in, like, oh, he's walking a dog or whatever, they're having tea. And it bounces back between Nemesis and the hero of the story, in their battle against each other. And it's, pretty awesome, if you ask me, at least. So this one, hopefully, I don't think this one has technically been gobbled up. I know a few years ago, like right after Kingsman Secret Service came out, a bunch of his properties got gobbled up because of the popularity of Kingsman. It really came out after the success of Kick-Ass and the success of Kick-Ass 2, which came way later, if you guys remember. But the strength of those two, as well as Kingsman Secret Service, which did really well at the box office, more than most people thought, more than I thought was going to. I mean, I was going to love it no matter what, because I love that book, which you should read as well, because it's a really good book as well. But so Nemesis, I believe, got gobbled up around the same time, right after the success of those other movies. I think it was right after the success of Kingsman, because Kingsman kind of blew everybody away, literally. And so I know, like, a couple companies were vying for it. I don't remember who got what. I could probably look it up. I'm not going to, though. But I don't know. Nothing's been ever really been put on. And that's like, if you don't put them right away, you lose them. But I don't know how the deal with Netflix went. I know that Mark has been tight-lipped about it. I know you did an interview. I never read it. I don't know how much detail goes into it. But the things that the CEO of Netflix had to say about the acquisition of Miller World was astounding, because he's really in there. If you don't know this by now, Netflix is very big into original content and creator owned content, which means they go directly and they make shows with other people. They buy shows that are being produced by other companies too, but a lot of their newer stuff, Stranger Ways, 13 Reasons Why, the OA, a lot of them, even the movies they've been doing, they're not produced by other companies. They're produced by Netflix with other companies, because it's expensive to make that shit. But then they have all that. So buying Miller World just basically means they're cutting out the middleman and having to search for all this stuff and fight for it with other companies who are making, 'cause I mean, everybody makes content now. I mean, Amazon, Hulu, CBS, Disney's making their own streaming service just so they can have content to have. I even read a thing about iTunes doing that too, which is crazy as well. So I mean, it's a big, wide, crazy world, and it's exploding. Like, I on the main show we talk about this a few times over the years, but like, I think right now, like, we're on the cusp of like a super volcano of original content being through streaming services, which is just crazy. 'Cause like, it's hard to get all of those and see them all, but man, it's a good time. Well, I'm sorry about the yawns. Apparently sitting here talking to a microphone by myself makes me tired. So yeah, Nemesis, now back on track. So definitely check it out. It's an amazing book. It's not real big in story. It's all action. It's like an 80s movie written down and drawn on a comic book. But the ending, like the real ending, because there's a climax to the story we're seeing, and then it's opened back up, and which is the reason I want Nemesis 2, the comic book, to come out before anything else does. But, you know, I have to wait like everybody else, even though I was promised it years ago. It's cool. I mean, this is published in 2010, if I'm mistaken, right? Yeah, May to December of 2010, 4 issues. And mind you, if you do the math real quick, it's not one a month. Mark has sometimes has some issues getting stuff out a lot, because he creates so much stuff ahead of time, and he picks artists and gives them plenty of time to do really amazing art, which a lot of comic book companies, big companies, Image does actually a really good job, because their stuff is creator-owned too, so they're not on a recycle. But like DC and Marvel, all their big stuff is every month. It's hard for them to miss. They don't like missing a month, so every month they have that book coming out. So it's a rush job, and they have a lot of like big teams running on books, like 4, 5, 6 people making a book, versus like this book, for example, literally done by 4 people. Well, editor too. I mean, you have Nick Lowe and Daniel Ketchum doing editing. But the book itself, it was created by Miller and McNiven, written by Mark. The story was, the artist was Steve, and then they had a letterist and a colorist in there as well. So I mean, 4 people, but for the most part, it was all done by, I mean, it was very small. And like big books like Spider-Man and shit, they have so much going on, because like Spider-Man, I think, is still bi-monthly, so they're pumping out books like way ahead of time. And then they even have filler ones that do one shots. They can kind of give a breather to the artists in between stories, so they can plan out a story arc, you know, anywhere from like 4 to 12 issues, and then there's a break in between where another story arc then continues, and all sorts of crazy shit. And Mark doesn't do that. He just makes one story, goes on another one, and he works with a different artist. It's pretty crazy, but he does spread them out quite a bit. They don't really come out month to month, which I guess is good, but Hate waiting, so. I don't like that one that as much. Oh, it's terrible. Next up. That's the wrong note. Next up is Superior. Superior was teased as being made into a movie because Miller came out and said when Kick-Ass 2 was coming out into theaters in 2013? When did Kick-Ass 2 come out? Shit. A few years now. Let me verify. 2013. So 4 years ago. It does not seem like 4 years ago, but it was. When that came out, Miller, on his blog as well as on Twitter, I believe it was, he gave a little Easter egg saying, hey, in Kick-Ass's room, there will be a poster for our next movie. Now, that actually wasn't true because Superior did not come out like everyone thought it was going to because the next Miller movie to come out was this Kingsman. So Kingsman 2, which just recently came out. So it took a while to make that one too. It's been a long time coming, and I don't know if the rights have reverted back to Miller from, I think it was Fox that wanted to do it. But I mean, we'll see. And that, again, with the whole deal with Netflix, it may not even be a thing. It might just be like co-producing or whatever, or co-publishing or whatever it happens to be. But, we'll have to see. So the deal with this is a really fantastical book. So it's Mark Miller and, Lionel Yu. Again, talking about an artist who's phenomenal. Lionel Yu's art is phenomenal. So amazing. And it's very, I don't want to say simple, but it looks very simple, but there's a lot of detail, like heavy detail in it. And the way he does the lines and his art style is very identifiable. But also just gorgeous in the way he does it, is just awesome. So this story is about a little kid who, suffers from multiple sclerosis, is in wheelchair bound, not doing great, and he goes and sees one of his favorite movie franchises, and he wishes one night that he wants to be Superior, and Superior is the character from the movie franchise that he likes. And at night, this monkey in a spacesuit, alien monkey, shows up at his bedside and says, hey, I can grant you this wish. I can make this wish happen if you want it. And he says, yes, I will do anything. And he's given 24 hours to decide if he wants it or not. And then he's going to be returned to his old body so he can do other things. So he becomes Superior. But there's a twist in it too. You should really watch or really read it. If you watch it, it'd be cool too, but then let me know where you watched it, 'cause I want to watch it. But it is, I mean, it's super crazy because it's like this. He doesn't just instantly know how to use his power, so he has to learn how to fly and how to use his super strength and how to help people. And then obviously there's like the real aspect of like he's this crippled kid and like all of a sudden he disappears and his parents are going to be worried about him. So his best friend's helping him figure things out, and it's just, I mean, it's pretty crazy the way they do it. I'm really waiting for the second volume of this too. That's why I accompanied both of these together, so Nemesis and Superior, not because the names are very similar and like counteract each other or go against each other, and they don't actually ever meet really, but there's a super dope conjoining cover of the Millerverse. I think it was on was it Kick-Ass, I think Kick-Ass 3 was the joining cover. I could probably look it up. But it had like all of the Miller world characters on one cover. It was pretty fucking cool. And I believe it was Lionel Yu that drew that one too. So it was his not interpretation, but him drawing all the characters from different books, on there. So it was that's pretty cool to go on there and be like, oh, this character's from this and that's character from this and they're from this. It's pretty rad. Anyways, so Superior, is pretty heavy book. These two are two of my favorites. I couldn't tell you if I had a singular favorite Mark Miller book. because I love them all. He's so good. So good so that I've entered two writing contests to try to be in his Discover New Talent books, and I got rejected both times. I'm not bitter or anything, because I still buy his books. Superior is, Superior, it's pretty dope. It's a really interesting story concept. Again, it's not totally new, but it's a fresher look at something like this. It's very Shazam-ish, if you know who Shazam is, and not the music app, music identification app, and definitely not the Shaquille O'Neal movie, but Shazam is an old comic book, soon to be a movie. I think they're hitting heavy into it right now, but soon to be a movie as well. And that one's basically this little kid is able to turn into a superhero by yelling the word Shazam. This is a little different, but it's the same idea. A little kid gets turned into a superhero, and he has to deal with being a superhero. But more like this is more in the real world, like Mark likes to do. So there's real consequences and real things he has to deal with. Versus like Shazam is just like, oh, I'm a superhero. Because in Shazam, he's like a fully different person in a way. Even though it's not, it's hard to explain. You can look it up if you want. Otherwise, wait for the movie to come out. But yeah, I mean, Superior is pretty fucking dope. As well. Plus, the monkey's super creepy in it, because he has like sharp teeth and he smiles and it's super unnerving. But and he wears a little spacesuit, which is adorable. But yeah, it's a really good book too. Again, not very long. I believe it's 4 issues as well. Nope, 7 issues. I'm an asshole. This one, actually, if I'm mistaken, and I could be mistaken by this, if I remember correctly now, it was supposed to be 6, and they ended up making it 7 because they added more stuff in, which is a very indie thing to do. But there's actually, if you look at a lot of them, they say issue 1 of, and they all say, like, if I'm, I think this is the one that does it, and I might be confusing this with Kick-Ass, but one of them says issue 1 of, like, 6. Issue 2 of 6, and then eventually gets to 5, and I think they jump it to 7, like 5 of 7. So like they're, I mean, obviously different than the other, but I think it might be Kick-Ass that did that. I can't remember now. It doesn't matter. Read both these books, Nemesis and Superior by Mark Miller. You will not be disappointed. If you like superhero stuff, like, so I'll give you this. If you like Superman, Superior is for you. If you like Batman, Nemesis is for you. Because that'll give you an idea of what it is. One is straight up superhero, super strength, flies, has, you know, super, invulnerable skin and does the right thing no matter what. And then you have Nemesis, which is dark and gritty and dangerous and is very, vigilante in its sense in there too. Plus the amount of violence, more violent in Nemesis than it is Superior. Superior is actually pretty light on, the overall violence on it, but still a really good book. Highly recommend both of these, much like all the stuff I've mentioned so far in the other two episodes this month. But I think that's going to be it for this episode of The Awesome with Cody. So I will talk to you guys later, and remember, let's be awesome.